I don't know if you ever look at Truth Social. You don't have to be a member of it, but you can go on a web browser and search Donald Trump's posts. His most recent about presidential immunity might be the smoking gun that we've all been looking for, because he basically admits that what he seeks is to be able to break the law, do whatever he wants, and get away with it because the president should have full immunity. And I quote, "Without which it would be impossible for him or her to properly function. Any mistake, even well-intended, would be met with almost certain indictment by the opposing party at term end. Even events that cross the line must fall under total immunity, or it will be years of trauma trying to determine good from bad." I mean, look, Donald Trump is a crook and a criminal and has been for most of his adult life. And the rest of us have been trying to put him into some kind of moral box and think, well, you know, he must know that this is wrong, or he must know that he's doing bad or breaking the law. And maybe we've been barking up the wrong tree the whole time. Donald Trump is a career criminal. He doesn't know any different. And to accidentally win the presidency, as he did in 2016, thanks to the support of the Kremlin, who, of course, he has been ever so keen to support ever since, and others, has given him this opportunity to grift on behalf of the United States of America. And sadly, you know, people believed him when he said that he was the answer to all of their problems. Well, those people still have the same problems, and despite Trump making America great again for 4 years, the very people that lent their support to him are not seeing life being any better than it was before he showed up. And that's, to me, the proof that everything he says is just bluster. But now when he gets to a point where his court cases, 91 charges, 4 indictments, aside from the rape trial that is now a defamation trial with E. Jean Carroll, Donald Trump is a baddie. He's not a goodie. He's not a public servant. He's not somebody who's devoted his life to public service, like Joe Biden, for example. He's somebody who's always operated in the shadows and then has a kind of PR machine that likes to give the impression that he's rich and successful and powerful and has great taste. And the reality is that none of those are true. In fact, he's gone bankrupt multiple times. He is a failed businessman. And winning the presidency gave him the opportunity to make a living like never before. You know, he thought he got lucky with The Apprentice. Well, the earnings from the presidency far outweighed any money that he earned from television appearances, because he has been able to use his properties, his hotels and golf courses to give an invitation to the great and the good and the not so good, heads of state and dignitaries and even foes, countries that you really wouldn't want to entertain. Donald Trump was very happy to take their money. In fact, he admitted so on Fox recently, saying that he made about $8 million from these foreign countries coming and spending their money in Trump hotels.
And if I have a hotel and somebody comes in from China, that's a small amount of money. And it sounds like a lot of money. That's a small. But I was doing services for that. People were staying in these massive hotels, these beautiful hotels, because I have the best hotels. I have the best clubs. I have the best clubs. I have great stuff. And they stay there and they pay.
Real talk, 52% of men over 40 experience some form of erectile dysfunction between the age of 40 and 70, but it's always been a taboo topic. Thankfully, Hims is changing that by providing affordable access to ED treatment, and it's all done online. Hims provides access to clinically proven generic alternatives to Viagra and Cialis, up to 95% cheaper, with options as low as just $2 a dose. The process is simple and 100% online, no uncomfortable doctor's visits. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships directly to you for free in discreet packaging. No insurance is needed. You pay one low price for your treatments, online visits, ongoing shipments, and provider messaging. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if ED is getting you down, it's time to change that.
Start your free online visit today at hims.com/weekend. That's hims.com/weekend for your personalized ED treatment options. That's hims.com/weekend. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
And so now he's saying that all presidents must have complete and total presidential immunity, or the authority and decisiveness of a president of the United States will be stripped and gone forever. Hopefully this will be an easy decision. God bless the Supreme Court. Well, of course, he would say that because most of his cases will end up in the Supreme Court, where he has placed his far-right Christian nationalist supporters to make those ultimate decisions on behalf of the United States. So Trump got elected, broke his oath of office. He caused an insurrection against his own country, which should disqualify him from the presidency. But for some reason, no one really wants to go down that road. And now he's relying on the Supreme Court to bail him out so he can win again and not just put forward very dangerous far-right, anti-women, anti-minority policies, but so that he can make money. Because this really has been the whole business for Donald Trump. Grifting. Getting people to give them their last dime. People that can't afford it. People that have put their faith in Donald Trump. And some of them now see him as a religious character, as the second coming, the Messiah. Never was there a person who you would put your faith in like this man. A hateful person, a man with a personality disorder who hates everybody, loves himself, but is deeply flawed. Emptiness and sadness, childhood that was traumatic and has made him the tragic character that he is today. And if you can't see that, then, well, you have maybe been brainwashed by the Trump contagion. You've fallen for the grift. Maybe you've supported him, given him money, bought a hat. All of these things contribute towards the Trump machine, where his family grift on his behalf. And he gives the impression that he's hands-off, when in fact he's running his businesses throughout his presidency. And now he really is running out of options. He's running out of lawyers. He's running out of money. And so he has to grift, partly because he needs to make a living, but secondly, because he thinks that by winning the presidency, he can then go after the people that have wronged him, from judges and juries to journalists. Anybody that has been unfavorable towards Donald Trump will see the retribution firsthand. And so by insisting that all presidencies deserve immunity is basically saying, well, it's just stopping with him, really, isn't it? Because there hasn't been, apart from a brief moment with Richard Nixon, there hasn't been this years-long grift of the American people and the damage being done to American freedoms, patriotism being abused in a way that has never been done before, weaponizing all these aspects of American society and taking away people's freedoms and claiming that they are celebrating freedom in the process. Not just a woman's right to choose, but also the rights of people to move around the world, of Muslims to enter the United States and people to practice their religion freely. All of the things that we held great here in the US have become either deconstructed or destructed by one solitary man and his followers. And so, is it any wonder that he is seeking presidential immunity, not just for himself, but claiming all future presidents? Well, he doesn't really think there will be any future presidents, because if you vote for Donald Trump, if he is to win the general election, you will never get to vote again. He will make sure that it's Trump's way or the highway. I'm Anthony Davis. You can catch me on the 5-Minute News podcast, co-hosting Uncovered on Wednesdays, on Sundays, on The Weekend Show with Midas Touch.
Hey, Midas Mighty, love this report? Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram at Midas Touch to keep up with the most important news of the day. What are you waiting for? Follow us now.
History is complicated. The story of human progress is long, messy, and riddled with controversies big and small. On Conflicted, we dive headfirst into history's most infamous events and contentious figures. We try and untangle the good from the bad, the fact from the fiction, and the monsters from the misunderstood. Was Genghis Khan a murderous butcher or a civic pioneer? Did the Allied powers go too far in firebombing the German city of Dresden at the twilight of World War II? And how did the Marquis de Sade acquire such a sinister reputation? And was any of it true? These are just a few of the tough questions we wrestle with and investigate on Conflicted. So if you love history or just enjoy a good story, please join me, your host, Zach Cornwell, for a fascinating new topic each and every month. Conflicted, a history podcast, is available on Spotify, Apple, or wherever else you get your podcasts. I hope to see you soon.